Donald Trump told supporters on the campaign trail that he would work to stop the flow of drugs into the country, increase the penalty for drug trafficking, and make treatment more accessible.
We will give people struggling with addiction access to the help they need.
And in his first year as president, his administration has taken steps to fulfill his promise. Health officials in our region believe some of these steps are necessary to fight the epidemic. But many of these officials, like Lisa Roberts with the City Health Department in Portsmouth, Ohio, say more could have been done in Trump's first year.
I don't really think that they've done a lot. Kind of still waiting.
Early on, Trump formed an opioids commission for policy recommendations. Its final report in November included over 50 recommendations, but only a few have been put into place. One of the few that has been partially implemented is a waiver for states to charge Medicaid for services that were previously prohibited. West Virginia's waiver was approved in October. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Rahul Gupta, says starting this month, they've been able to use Medicaid funds for life-saving resources.
With our Medicaid partners, one of the first steps we've taken is to be able to, for the first responders, to bill for naloxone.
Gupta says more resources from the waiver will roll out in July. Another recommendation from the committee was to declare the opioid crisis a public health emergency to free up resources and take swift action. The administration publicly debated whether it would make a declaration before Trump did so in October. The plan called for programs targeted at improving treatment in rural areas. This included increased treatment through telemedicine, the development of a nationwide education program, and the streamlining of funds for treatment. Gupta says there are good initiatives in the declaration, but there is no assurance of new funding.
That's the piece that I think is a critical piece here. A public health emergency simply isn't a declaration, but it's much more than that.
The Trump administration looked instead to Congress for funding. And while there is talk of adding some money in the end-of-year spending bill, there is no assurance at this time. Meanwhile, many of the programs highlighted in the emergency declaration have not been put into action. Regional lawmakers have urged Trump to extend the health emergency that is set to expire next week after 90 days. And Lisa Roberts says that can serve as a snapshot of the Trump approach to the opioid epidemic in his first year. Promising steps, but little action.
We still have millions of people that are addicted that we have to, these are the people that are currently dying that we need to stabilize.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.